News
this
radio.
Paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for today. Thank you for tuning in. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be back next week. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. Today is absolutely no exception. I've got a great show lined up. Really, really excited to be sharing some amazing information with you guys. This is stuff that a lot of people don't know about, but this is something that can help a lot of people. We're going to be talking about the world of pain management and regenerative therapies, a whole field of medicine that's really just been emerging, been around for 25 years, but starting to hit the mainstream and really, really hitting its stride with some exciting therapies like stem cell and platelet-rich plasma injections and all of these really cool things, basically alternatives for pain management, because we know that traditional pain management strategies oftentimes leave people wanting more. This is how we've gotten into some of the problems that we have, the epidemic use of narcotic medication in our opiate medication in our society. This is the oxycodone. It's turned into a major drug problem. People need better options for pain management besides pharmaceuticals and surgery. And this is exactly what we're going to be discussing today. Good, viable options for pain management. And we have one of the top physicians in the country pioneering these types of therapies on the show with us today. So you're going to want to stay tuned in. Next week, Dana Lake will be interviewing Dr. Holly Lucene, who's a phenomenal, very well-respected naturopathic physician, on the topic of hypothyroid and adrenal fatigue. So don't forget to tune in next week. Again, every week we try and line up great guests for you. So my guest for today, let's just do the intro and get started, is Dr. Mayo Friedlis. He joined National Spine and Pain Centers in 1983. He's helped expand the practice into a thriving, nationally recognized leader it is today. He's passionate about the science of pain management and committed to delivering the most effective therapies possible to each of his patients. Throughout his 25-plus years of experience, he's actively enhanced his knowledge and expertise through continuing ed, training, and research. This has established him in the region as the foremost practitioner of regenerative therapies for musculoskeletal injuries, which we're going to be talking a little bit about today. In addition to being skilled in conventional interventional techniques, Dr. Friedlis is one of the few physicians in the Washington, D.C. metro area trained to perform platelet-rich plasma therapy and is one of the first doctors in the area to use stem cell therapy for musculoskeletal injuries, in particular knee and hip arthritis, and has been showing positive results over the last 3 years. He's passionate about helping people in pain. Dr. Friedlis was voted among Washingtonian Magazine's top doctors in pain management. He is currently serving as past president of the American Association of Orthopedic Medicine and is chairman of their educational committee, a post he also holds at National Spine and Pain Centers. Dr. Friedlis is a nationally recognized expert in pain and a frequent speaker at national conferences on regenerative therapies. He earned his medical degree from Wayne State University and was selected chief resident during his residency at Sinai Hospital in Detroit. He's board certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation and is a diplomat of the American Academy of Pain Management and a national board of medical examiners. He maintains several active memberships, including the American Association of Orthopedic Medicine, American Academy of Pain Management, American Society of Interventional Pain Physicians, and the International Spine Injection Society and Virginia Medical Society. So, Dr. Friedlis, thank you so much for being a guest on the show with us today.
It's my pleasure. And that resume was way too long. I don't know whose that was.
Well, that was your resume. And although sometimes it's wordy to hear somebody read your resume, it's important for all of our listeners to know all the accomplishments you've had, the grounding that you've had in traditional pain management, and how that sort of brought you through to get trained in some of the other pain management strategies we're going to be talking about today. So maybe just give us a little bit of a background, Dr. Friedlis, about your training, sort of your approaches to pain management, some of the things that you do, and it'll sort of set the stage for some of the other topics we're going to discuss today.
Well, I became interested in pain management many years ago. And, you know, we haven't had that many tools to deal with pain management, but more and more we have some great tools. We started with interventional pain management about 10 or 15 years ago when we developed the ability to use fluoroscopic guidance to do specialized guided procedures, which helped deliver pain medication deep inside the body and really was a quantum leap forward in terms of helping people in pain. Now we're in a new era, virtually a horizon of new techniques called regenerative techniques, which try and use biological tools to actually heal the body, which is a step forward and, again, another quantum leap into the future.
So what are some of the classic pain cases that you see, Dr. Friedlis? What type of patients come to see you? And you know, I know that you specialize in some of the regenerative stuff, but you're also a very, very skilled physician in using some of the traditional pain management interventions. Can you talk about sort of the classic pain case that you see and some of the different options that are on the table and discuss kind of what they are, these interventional techniques, as well as, you know, we'll be getting into some of the regenerative techniques as well?
Absolutely. We treat, first of all, spinal conditions, people with neck pain, people with back pain. These might include people who have injured discs, herniated discs, pinched nerves, arthritis of the spine, ligamentous injuries and sprains and strains like a whiplash injury or a slip and fall where you have a combination of joint and ligamentous injuries. And then we treat, of course, the peripheral joints. So for the shoulder, we would be treating rotator cuff problems, be treating arthritis of the shoulder, bursitis, and similarly for the elbow and the wrist and the hand. And then for the major joints, the hip and the knee, mainly it's sports injuries, ligament sprains, ACL injuries, medial collateral sprains, and of course in the older population, arthritis. And unfortunately, these days, people are getting arthritis much earlier than they used to. And it's a problem because some of the traditional treatments we've used, such as replacement of the joint, isn't that great an option because they don't have the lifespan of, you know, they only last 15 or 20 years, depending on the activity of that patient. So if somebody is a 45-year-old person and has arthritis of the knee, they're looking for other options besides replacing the knee because they would need two or three in their lifetime. Mm. So it's kind of a problem we're seeing. But so we see all kinds of sports medicine, plantar fasciitis, tendinopathies of all the joints and the spine. And we've all the traditional treatments we do. We, of course, do, you know, sometimes it's just a simple cortisone shot that helps people get back on their feet in combination with, you know, a specialized therapy program, a guided exercise program. Nutritional counseling is often part of it. Supplements often help people to heal better if you can supply the raw materials to help the body heal. And so we've been treating these kinds of injuries with traditional techniques for many years.
So let's talk about, you know, the traditional techniques certainly can have some very, very positive effects and really help people. But sometimes, and I think this sort of morphs into the story of how you started to explore potentially other techniques, you know, if everything looks like a nail and all you have is a hammer, right, it you only use one therapy. So there are times, I am sure, when in traditional pain management, they may be using techniques that are more traditional, when in fact, they may not be the most appropriate in light of the fact that there are other therapies around. So can you talk to us about maybe some of the drawbacks of using some of the interventional techniques that are more conventional and how you sort of got started in understanding or learning about some of the more cutting edge work that you're doing now?
Sure. Well, that's a great a question, Kevin. I'll give you an example. The traditional treatments for somebody with arthritis of their lower back, and when I say arthritis, there's some small joints back there called facet joints, and the facet joints often get inflamed and irritated and cause pain. pain is at the waist, and this is pretty disabling for a lot of people. The traditional technique is to inject those little joints with a little bit of cortisone. And in some people, that works great, but in other people, it's only a short-term relief. And, you know, maybe you can repeat it two, maybe even three times, and that can give them longer relief. But again, if it's only lasting a few weeks or a month or two, it's really not long enough to be a viable solution for them. We have other techniques that we can use. One of them is called radiofrequency denervation, where we go in with a hot needle, basically, and denervate that joint by killing off the nerves that go to that joint. That's a reasonable solution for some people. It can last 6 or 12 months, and then it has to be repeated. The downside of that is that it can weaken some of the back muscles at the same time, and so you're losing some of your support structures. Those are the traditional treatments done for somebody with arthritic back pain.
Which that population is going to be, you know, middle-aged, later-aged people. You know, maybe they haven't taken the best care of their body, or they're prone to arthritis, and they're starting to experience some back pain and discomfort. Is that the typical,
right.
Is that the typical person, or post-injury, or all the
oftentimes it's instigated by an injury, and oftentimes it's not necessarily middle-aged. I have people starting in their late 30s and 40s. Mm. With this kind of problem, and some of it's postural, some of it is you know, exercise driven, some of it's poor work environment, you know, something is continually traumatizing those joints and creating some pain issues. So, you know, that leaves us lacking in terms of the effectiveness. Another example might be a pinched nerve. We can herniate a disc in our spine and get a pressure on the nerve, causing the nerve to hurt. And it's people call this sciatica or a pinched nerve, or the technical term is a radiculopathy. And the typical treatment is to do an epidural block, which is an injection inside the spine along the nerve track and around the disc with some cortisone. And those are done usually one every 2 or 3 weeks for three of them. And in 90% of the cases, people get over their problem with that. But in certain percentage, it's not enough. It doesn't last long enough. The pain comes back. And the next step would be surgical. Mm. But so we don't have great tools for treating that. You either try three epidurals and it works, or we go to surgery. So it's, you know, it again leaves us lacking.
And would you say, I mean, something that I hear a lot about, and sorry to interrupt you, is I know that, you know, there's a fair amount of people, at least, you know, a minority of people that have chronic back pain that elect for surgery, and they're then put into a category where their pain persists and it's just considered failed back surgery. And there's a fair amount of people that still exist with pain even after a surgical intervention. So it's important to kind of let people know it's not always as simple as, you know, fixing the engine in your car. There are many variables in the body. And just because somebody goes to a surgical intervention doesn't necessarily guarantee pain relief. Would you agree with that statement, or is that not what you typically see?
Oh, absolutely, Kevin. Yeah. People have this misconception about surgery, like it's like putting a new set of brakes on their car. Yeah. It's not, you know, universally, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of cases where surgery is the only option.
Yep.
and you do it and you just do the best you can with it. But in some cases where it is only one of other options and people pick that option, it's not 100% successful. The odds are vary according to the surgery, and in the most, you know, some of the most common forms of back surgeries called fusions, the odds of improving is at 50%. Mm. If you compare all these, if you look at all these cases that are done across the country, and if people knew it was only 50% successful, statistically, I don't know that they would be picking that option.
Right. But the issue is that I see all the time, Dr. Friedlis, is that people aren't really given other options. It's kind of, this is where your pain is. This is where you've gotten to. This is the intervention. And they may even hear that from multiple different doctors. Nobody's really aware of the other options that are out there. So this is a perfect time to take a break, because when we come back from the break, Dr. Friedlis, you're going to talk to us about the other options and some different ways of approaching pain management and supporting the body to help relieve pain that are really, in my opinion, cutting edge and much more along the lines of a holistic therapy, because they're actually working with the body to stimulate healing and potentially resolve the pain at its root. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths, offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Pacero. Thank you all for tuning in. It is always a privilege and honor to be here with you, sharing information related to health and wellness. Today, we're talking about pain and pain management, and I'm interviewing Dr. Mayo Friedlis, the medical doctor specializing in pain management and is really a pioneer in the field of regenerative therapies, a cutting edge of helping people to restore function to their body to alleviate pain. In the last segment, we were discussing some of the more traditional approaches to pain management, and Dr. Friedlis was explaining some of them and some cases to us in detail. In this segment, we're going to be talking about and introducing some of the other newer strategies for dealing with pain. So Dr. Friedlis, as a pain specialist who had a set of tools at your disposal, and we were talking about some of the limitations of doing things like epidurals and steroid injections and even this, you know, high rate of surgical failures for people with back pain. Tell us about your experiences, and I think this is going to lead us to how you started getting into some of the newer therapies.
Thank you. Well, as a pain management specialist doing, you know, interventional pain management, I became frustrated that we were treating pain a lot better than we had ever treated it in the past, but we still weren't getting at the cause of pain. We still weren't getting at the roots of why the people hurt. They were controlling their pain reasonably well, but it wasn't really fixing them. And oftentimes the control was not as good as we would want because we hadn't gotten at the cause. So I began looking for other alternatives, and my first foray into regenerative medicine was learning about a treatment called prolotherapy. And prolotherapy is an injection of a stimulant, an immunostimulant, actually. It's concentrated dextrose, a type of sugar, but it acts in your body not as a nutrient, but as an immunostimulant to stimulate your immune system to heal. And it does this particular kind of healing. It heals connective tissue. And connective tissue are those tissues which make up our ligaments, our tendons, our joint capsules, and our joint ligaments. So very important in our structural integrity. So I went and learned this technique, and I was a little dubious because it was an injection of sugar, for heaven's sakes. And as a traditional physician, that just sounded like some sort of quackery to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I did read up on they gave me some studies to read, and I read up on it, and you know, I realized how little I knew about how the body really healed. And, you know, after learning how the body actually heals, it makes perfect sense to inject a stimulant like dextrose, which irritates the body. The body thinks it's injured, and then try and heal that area. So I tried it. I came home, and I had a bunch of cases of something called sacroiliac joint pain. Sacroiliac joint is a joint at the base of the spine, which gets injured, particularly in women, and becomes unstable. And it's probably the most common cause of back pain. And it's misdiagnosed as a disc problem, misdiagnosed as a nerve problem, and it's a joint problem. And our traditional treatments have been to inject with some cortisone, and we were not able to get people better than 75% better. 75% is better than nothing, but it wasn't fixing them. So I treated 10 cases with the prolotherapy, and 8 out of 10 were cured, absolutely cured. The problem went away completely and never came back. So I was all of a sudden, the lights in my head went on, and I said, oh, something here is totally new, totally powerful, and I've got to learn more about this. And that started my quest for learning about and practicing, you know, what we call regenerative medicine. Medicine which actually helps the body to repair itself.
So maybe this would be a good time to talk about how the body actually does heal and why doing something like a stimulant or an irritant might help with maybe some various conditions like the sacroiliac joint issue you talked about, or I know that you know, injuries like whiplash injuries do very well, sports injuries do very well with these types of therapy. So maybe with your expertise, you can help us understand a little bit about joint function and the role of ligaments in joint function and how these different kinds of therapies actually work to support the joint and how that, you know, basically equals, as you experienced in 8 out of 10 of your cases, a cure.
Sure. Well, I think that one of the key things about understanding how the body heals is to understand that inflammation is the very first step of healing. And this is sort of oil and water to us because we've been told again and again and again that inflammation is bad and that inflammation is the root of all evil in our bodies. And if, you know, they want to sell a new product to you over the counter, if they can name it or call it an anti-inflammatory, then it's going to sell better than if they can't. Inflammation has been seen as something bad. However, on an acute basis, it happens to be the very first thing that happens when your body's injured. If your body gets an injury, the first thing that happens is some of the tiny blood vessels break, and you get some bleeding into the site, and in comes some platelets, and platelets release these growth factors, which are inflammatory in nature. They cause increased blood supply, they cause increased heat to the area, they cause swelling, and they cause the result of all this inflammation is the influx of special cells that are meant to heal you. And these might be fibroblasts, which are capable of creating ligament and tendon. These might be chondrocytes, which are capable of creating cartilage. These might be muscle cells, which can create muscle. And this is how the body actually manages an injury. So first it gets inflamed. Special cells are basically migrate into the area and start doing their work. And the second phase is what we call proliferation, where these cells start making more of themselves so that they get sort of an army going to help you fix your injury. And then the next phase is what we call remodeling, where we actually take all this new tissue that they've developed. They've built new ligament, they've built new cartilage, and then they remodel it so that it's useful to us. So the first stage is inflammation. The dextrose and prolotherapy does this by inflaming us, really, and that's how it works. The body is very powerful, and any injury, I don't care what kind of injury, heals by the same exact mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I would point out to the listeners is, you know, when you have an acute injury, we all reach for the anti-inflammatory, the Advil or the, you know, the Motrin or whatever, to kill the pain and to make us feel better. Yes, you're going to get immediate relief, but you're also stymieing, you're canceling the body's ability to heal itself. So I encourage you to reach for Tylenol instead, if you can tolerate that, and use heat on the area, not ice, because we want it inflamed if it's going to heal.
Mm. And very different advice than you typically get.
Exactly. The emergency rooms, and there's good research to back this up now, and the emergency rooms actually have stopped, giving the anti-inflammatories for these kinds of injuries by and large.
Mm.
So it's so they've caught on, and, you know, I think we have a whole generation of people that now, you know, are really sentencing themselves to chronic injury by not letting the acute injury heal as well.
Hmm. Right. So the example that I always, I'd heard about when first introduced to prolotherapy, a good example was something like a whiplash injury where, you know, somebody, I'm going to run through a scenario and you can sort of correct me with things I'm telling differently or that aren't exactly true as the mechanism of injury and healing. But in whiplash injury, you get a hyperextension of the neck. And when the neck hyperextends, you actually put a lot of stress on the ligamentous tissue that keeps the spine together. As those ligaments become damaged, or as we're going to call possibly stretched out, like a little bit of a rubber band that gets stretched out, basically somebody is left with a spine that is a little bit unstable. And the body has the desire to keep the spine exactly where it wants to be. So in compensation for the ligamentous damage that's been around, you get a lot of muscle engagement. And a lot of whiplash injuries, as people have experienced, have a lot to do with there being a lot of chronic muscle pain and muscle tension. Massage and those types of therapies tend to help. People oftentimes get a prescription for physical therapy to strengthen the muscle so that they're doing less work at rest, so that there seems to be less pain. But oftentimes, as you'll hear, if people stop doing their prescribed physical therapy exercises, the pain starts to come back as the muscles atrophy and again have to go into more of a spasm mode to keep the spine together. Well, then we enter something like prolotherapy, where we do the dextrose injection around the ligamentous attachments on the spine, and we create this inflammatory reaction that actually starts to heal the ligaments and heal the joints, and then you basically get a return to a more normal function pre-injury, so that you get the muscles don't have to always be hyper-strengthened to compensate for the lack of ligamentous integrity because the ligaments have been restored. Is that a fair assessment of an injury and fix for prolotherapy?
That was absolutely perfect, Kevin. And it's the only thing. No, I was absolutely accurate and perfect about what a whiplash injury does to us and how the prolotherapy helps us. It actually rebuilds the structural integrity. It makes ligaments thicker, stronger, and again, tighter, and rebuild the integrity of our support structure.
Right, and from what I understand about prolotherapy is that it can support joints in other ways. So it doesn't just have to be an injury. Yes, sports injuries. I got first introduced to prolotherapy working with a physician who was treating a lot of men who were in their mid-40s but had been college athletes, primarily football, and their shoulders were really destroyed from football and their necks, and they were in a lot of chronic pain and didn't want surgery, and was using prolo to basically do exactly what we just talked about, all that pounding on the shoulder loosened developed all the tendons and ligaments and joint integrity, and the prolotherapy was creating these localized inflammatory responses to help heal the joint. But we can get it from other ways, right? If we have bad posture, or we're overweight, or we have something going on, chronic and repetitive use can wear on things like our knees, correct? Or our ankles.
Right. We're subject to both acute injury and also chronic misuse of the body. And either one can wind up in the same place, an unstable joint, an unstable set of joints, and the production of pain.
Right. Go ahead.
Well, the nice thing about the prolotherapy treatments is because you're actually regenerating real tissue, real tendon, real ligament, that's getting fixed for good. Mm-hmm. It's not a temporary fix. You own it. It's your own body that fixed itself, and when it's done, you're good.
Mm-hmm. And so many people have a injury that becomes chronic where they're in pain, and really it's a result of the fact that, you know, that injury caused some sort of damage to the joint. And as you talked about, these pain management therapies that involve just reducing the pain, a steroid injection, anti-inflammatory medication, in more extreme cases, we talked about narcotic medication to just sort of blunt the pain. We're doing nothing to actually heal the body at its root issue, which is restore the integrity of the joint. And to have a therapy that basically requires no drugs, it's a sugar solution, and to stimulate our natural healing process is so mind-blowing from the concept of how to manage pain. It's so simple, yet it's just so incredibly powerful. It's such a great, great tool for people. So when we come back from the break, you have any comments before we go to the break on that?
Well, the comments you just made about how elegant a tool it is makes it the perfect solution for us to teach doctors in other countries who don't have access to expensive medical care but still have patients in pain. So we have done for many years now medical outreach to countries that don't have the level of medical care that we have, and teach the doctors down there how to do prolotherapy, and they are literally transforming the health of their entire population. They're teaching in their residency programs, and it's becoming part of their practice pattern in these countries.
Yeah,
we're very proud of that.
Yeah, and it is very cool because the actual procedure is it's outpatient. It takes only a few minutes depending on what joint you're doing. If you're doing a peripheral, like a knee or a shoulder, it's not a long drawn out process necessarily. It's relatively painless. I mean, there's a little discomfort during the injection for some people, but it's usually minor. And then you basically walk out of the office. And what's really wild about it is I've seen people see benefits within 1 to 2 weeks, pronounced benefits within a short period of time, even just sometimes after one treatment. So it can create these very, very impactful changes in a very short period of time with a relatively minimally invasive therapy that is not expensive. So it really sums up a lot of really interesting things. It's really harnessing the body's healing power, which is, you know, the best that we have. So when we come back, Dr. Fried, let's sort of transition. We've talked about Prolo a little bit. Let's talk and start introducing us to some of the regenerative therapies, because this is where things have really gotten to. As you know, Prolo has been around for 20, 25 years, but it's really been in the last, 10 years or so that the regenerative therapies have really come to the forefront, which is even more maximizing our body's healing potential by using things like platelets and using things like stem cells, which is really cool, exciting stuff. So does that sound like a good place to go when we come
Perfect.
Back from the break? Okay,
Perfect.
Great. All right, everybody. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT NCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Don't forget, you can listen to all of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free by going to the Village Green website. Just go to www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a little microphone icon. If you click on it, it'll take you to our archive show section, and you can listen to all of our shows. We've been doing this show for 6 years, and we've got a ton of amazing special guests, great topics, amazing information. Use it as a resource to educate yourself about health and wellness. Today, we are talking to Dr. Mayo Friedlis, a leading pioneer in the work of regenerative medicine. He also has 25 or more plus years of experience doing traditional pain intervention. He is the guy that I send all of my pain patients to for evaluation, because he has a very holistic approach to looking at pain and pain management, whether he's going to be using some of the exciting regenerative therapies we're going to talk about, or just determining if somebody's a candidate for some of the more traditional therapies. At the end of the day, he really takes a very holistic approach to looking at pain. You can learn more about Dr. Friedlis by researching and looking into his practice. He's associated with National Spine and Pain Centers. They have offices all over the Virginia, Washington, D.C., and just opened an office in Maryland. So, Dr. Friedlis, how can people learn more about you and your practice?
Well, I think the website is a good place to start. We have a separate website for our regenerative techniques. It's called stemcellarts.com, and there's lots of information there about some of the regenerative techniques that we'll be talking about this morning.
Okay, great. So we talked about prolotherapy and using basically a simple sugar solution to harness this healing mechanism that our body has, which is, you know, incredibly powerful and profound. And as you've experienced in your practice, can heal even very, very old injuries very quickly and really cure chronic pain issues. How did we go from injecting concentrated sugar to platelets and stem cells? And talk to us about what regenerative therapy, what that term really means.
Well, you know, as somebody who was using prolotherapy for 25 years, I was still looking for, you know, how can we maximize recovery? How can we get people better with more serious injuries that prolotherapy wasn't as effective at treating? The prolotherapy is great at strengthening joints, at rebuilding tissue, and at helping people with arthritic change to mitigate that process. But there are people with tears in tendons, like rotator cuff tears or plantar fasciitis or Achilles tendons, that needed something a little stronger. And in a different field, they began using something called platelet-rich plasma. If you take the blood, somebody's blood, and you extract the platelets from the blood, platelets are blood cells, like red cells or white cells, platelets are circulating with us, and they help us in our healing process, and they also create the clotting mechanism. So they can, they're very helpful cells. And what people found was if they took these platelets and they put them on when they used to do open heart surgery more, and they split the sternum, the breastbone, putting that sternum back together tended to be troublesome. It didn't grow, the bone didn't heal so well because you keep breathing and it keeps moving. Mm. So it became, it was sort of a difficult thing. And some bright person figured out that if they put platelets in there, it went faster and it grew and it healed better. And so somebody in the musculoskeletal field, we started looking at that and saying, well, why don't we try it on a torn tendon? Why don't we try it on a busted ligament? And so we started to try things like that. And lo and behold, it seemed to work very well to treat tendon tears and stretched ligaments and ligament tears very nicely. Hmm.
Those are traditionally really difficult injuries to recover from, ligamentous and tendon tears and damage. Correct? I mean, there's not a lot of blood flow to those areas. The joint's always moving. Those can be really chronic, chronic, difficult injuries to recover from.
Well, that's entirely right. The patients would really have difficulty in recovering from those injuries, and those are often cases that used to go to the surgeons, in fact, still do go to the surgeon for treatment. So what we found is if we took the platelets and we concentrated them and then injected them into these injury sites, they were extremely effective at healing these injuries and actually growing new tissue where the tear was. Mm. And this is new tissue that you could see on an MRI. So I've been doing PRP for about 10 years now. And, PRP treats the same kinds of injuries that prolotherapy treats, but mm-hmm. it's about twice as strong. Mm. So the advantage is it takes half as many sessions, which is helpful to people in their busy lives. The outcome is similar. It's a little more powerful in treating some of the more the bigger injuries mm-hmm. than the prolotherapy was. But all in all, the endpoint is similar. But just twice as powerful.
And could even be. Go ahead.
So it became a very good tool, and I still do lots of prolotherapy, but I do lots of PRP as well, because it's just more efficient and more powerful.
Right, and sometimes better for those more difficult to heal injuries,
yes.
like the ligaments and the tendons that can sometimes be tough. So, for example, my sales manager here, Jeff, is an avid runner, and he was doing a lot of running and injured his Achilles tendon, and basically, has been laid up from running for a while and has been going to pain management docs and trying to get some opinions, and really only been offered rest, some PT, and some cortisone injections. Would something like that, let's say a weekend warrior, an avid athlete who's got a chronic nagging injury in a joint that basically is going to get pressed when they do their activity, be a good candidate for something like PRP or Prolo to sort of speed that healing along?
Absolutely. This is a perfect example of the traditional treatments that I was unhappy with. The traditional treatment for an Achilles injury is lots and lots of physical therapy and exercise and stretching, and it's really suboptimal. These people are still in pain, and they never get back to their previous level of function. And you can use a couple, maybe two or three sessions of PRP, and you can totally make that tendon good. And you can do an MRI on it, and it looks like a normal tendon now. So, and the people get back to full activities, and they're very happy with this form of treatment.
Yeah. And I think it's important to lay that out, because this isn't just for people that have had really bad injuries or really bad issues, but a lot of sports medicine, I mean, this is where a lot of the sports medicine is going, correct? To some of these regenerative therapies.
Oh, the athletes are the ones that have sort of brought PRP to the forefront.
Yep.
When
mm-hmm.
you have major famous athletes that are in the news every day getting this to enhance their performance. When I say enhance, it sounds like you're using enhancing drugs or something. This is real repair, and it enhances their recovery from injury.
Yep.
And they don't want surgery because surgery is often career-ending for athletes.
Absolutely.
And these are treatments that not only help them to heal completely, but shorten their healing process. So if an injury would have taken 6 weeks, if they hit it with PRP, now they're back on the field in 2 or 3 weeks.
Right, and they're not having surgery, which could end their career or put them out for months. So time is going to run out on us quick. So we've talked about PRP. Let's make sure in this segment you give us an introduction to the next level, which is using stem cell, which is, I think, a lot of myth around where do you get stem cells? How do you do them? Can you just talk about what the stem cell stuff is doing? Because this is totally wild and giving completely new options for people that need things like knee replacements.
Absolutely. Well, let me just finish up with the platelets. The platelets work by releasing growth factors. That's what they do. They have these little things on their surface that are chemical messengers that turn on cells. They turn other cells on and tell them what to do. So if the platelet comes next to a stem cell or a fibroblast, which is making ligament, it will tell those cells, okay, we need to build ligament here. We need to grow a tendon here. We need to grow a cartilage surface here. The platelets figure out what needs to be done and tell the other cells what to do. So that's how they're involved in the healing process.
So while the dextrose is a general inflammatory response with the prolo, the platelets actually are a more directed healing response because they sort of have that cellular intelligence to tell the body exactly what it needs for the healing process. Is that correct?
Well said.
Okay.
Well said.
Great.
So, so the question becomes, okay, well, what if you have a tear in a rotator cuff and you want to build a new tear? You can put growth factors in there, and you're going to stimulate the surrounding tissues, and there's a few stem cells, floating around in us on a regular basis. They'll stimulate those, and they'll stimulate the tissue that's there to sort of wake up and try and heal. But how would it be if you took stem cells? And let me explain what a stem cell is. A stem cell is a cell inside your body, and the reservoir for your stem cells is in your bone marrow. And your bone marrow has tons and tons of stem cells, which we can draw out. And these are what's called mesenchymal stem cells. And mesenchymal stem cells can produce 5 different tissues. They can produce ligament, tendon, cartilage, muscle, and bone. That's all they can produce. They can't grow nerve tissue. They can't grow eyeballs, and they can't grow teeth. So when we take the stem cells out of the bone marrow, we get this out of the pelvic bone in the back, and it's not a big procedure to draw stem cells out. And we take those stem cells, and if we place them right in that tear using ultrasound or radiographic guidance, then we're actually putting cells in there like little factories, tissue factories, and we put some platelets in there with them. And now you have the platelets telling like a few million cells, okay, get to work and build tendon and or ligament. And voila, we have new tendon or new ligament being created where there was none before. So we are now using the stem cells in a very creative way to heal, larger tendon tears, larger ligament tears, labral tears in the hip. The labrum is a type of cartilage, sort of a washer. It's sort of like a meniscus, but it's in the hip or the shoulder. And people tear these, and it's sort of like tearing a meniscus. So we're using it to treat meniscal tears, labral tears, larger rotator cuff tears, ACL tears. And we can actually address ACL tears, which is a major sports injury. Even complete tears, as long as the separation isn't more than a centimeter in the two pieces, we can make that tendon grow back.
Wow.
That ligament grow back.
So without surgery?
Without surgery, yes. So by using these mesenchymal stem cells, we can do some major tissue repair. Can we repair everything? No. There are still many cases that the best treatment is going to be surgical.
Sure.
But, more and more cases were able to treat that used to go to surgery.
Mm.
And the advantage, of course, is, you don't have any downtime. You get the procedure and you're you're sore for a couple of days, but, and you know, maybe we'll have you take it easy on weight bearing if we're on a weight bearing joint. And, you know, that's it, as opposed to surgery, where
sure.
it can be a pretty long rehabilitative sure. process coming back from that.
All right, we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have a short segment, but Dr. Friedlis, I'd like you to talk about some other cases, examples of where we can use Prolo versus platelet-rich plasma versus stem cells, so people can get an idea of some of the things that can actually be treated by these amazing regenerative therapies. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in today. Remember, we're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, we're wrapping up a conversation with Dr. Mayo Friedlis, the medical doctor and specializing in pain management. Been doing pain management for 25 plus years, has vast experience in traditional pain management interventions, as well as some of the new cutting edge therapies we've been discussing. In the last segment, we were wrapping up the conversation around platelet-rich plasma and stem cell therapies for regenerative therapy. In this segment, we're going to be talking with Dr. Friedlis a little bit about some of the different cases that these therapies work great on, some of the exciting applications that we're using it for, and a few other topics before we have to let Dr. Friedlis go for today. So Dr. Friedlis, thanks again for being on the show with us. Any things you want to wrap up about our conversation that we were talking about with stem cells before we get into some case examples?
Well, I think that one of the most exciting things is we belong to a research consortium. It's called Regenix. And Regenix is a group of 17 providers across the country that are all trained exactly the same, and we perform our procedures exactly the same. And that allows us to pool our outcomes. Mm. So every single patient I treat becomes a research person, and we follow their outcome. We follow how they've done, and we're gaining some really good understanding of how this stuff works. For instance, for knee arthritis, which we see a lot of, people these days really don't want knee replacements, and we're mm-hmm. seeing arthritis at a younger and younger age. So people come in wanting to know if using stem cells could be an option, and the answer is absolutely. We have excellent outcomes now We've tracked over 550 people for over 3 years, and the average person is doing 65% better. And that's really powerful stuff, because arthritis doesn't get better ever.
Right.
It just gets worse.
And we're talking about cases where it was not just a little bit of knee pain. These are people that are in chronic pain who basically have been offered as their only option a replacement. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Typical patient comes in and says,
bone on bone, that term, there's nothing left.
People still recover and do well. So is it giving them a new knee? No. It's not curing arthritis, but it's really improving their function, really improving their pain, and it's going to do so for a while. I don't know how long it will last. But by the time they need another one, there's probably better stuff that we're going to be doing.
Right.
So
when you
also buying time.
When you repeat the imaging of a knee where you've done stem cell on a bone on bone, do you see restoration at all of the joint space or of the integrity of the joint?
You know, we don't necessarily see restoration. It's not. First of all, the imaging isn't so powerful that you can measure small amounts. I'm sure. And the evidence shows that we are resurfacing the joint, but we're not putting enough cartilage in there that it necessarily will change the MRI. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you repeat an MRI a year later with arthritis, it usually is worse.
Right.
And so if it looks the same,
right,
you're winning this war.
Right. And the bottom line is people are 65% better. They're relatively pain-free, and they didn't have to go through the process of a knee replacement, which is a major surgery with a major recovery factor. And again, once you do that and you have an artificial knee, you're going to need another one in 20 years, 15 to 20 years,
exactly,
depending on your level of activity. So I love referring people out for consults with you with when they have knee issues like this, because the idea that they can get a significant amount of relief, even in the long term, without a surgical intervention is so phenomenal, and people are so excited about it. What are some other really exciting applications that you've been using some of these treatments for, Dr. Friedlis?
Well, we see a lot of people who come in addition to the typical sports injuries, rotator cuff and tendon problems and plantar fasciitis and things. We see a lot of people with pinched nerves, people in whom the epidural blocks didn't work long enough or good enough. And we do a treatment with platelets by injecting the platelets into the spine like an epidural, but without cortisone. We actually will help those nerves to feel better. And when we did a head-to-head study, the injections with platelets worked better than an epidural with steroids and longer. So people are using these to feel better when they've had surgery and they still have nerve pain. When they have a herniated disc and the epidurals didn't get better,
right,
and they don't want surgery. So that's a very powerful tool we've been using.
And fundamentally, it's so different. Steroid injections are suppressive. You know, it's a drug that suppresses the inflammatory process to relieve pain. Prolotherapy, stem cell, platelet-rich plasma is not suppressive, it's healing. It's harnessing your body's healing potential to be able to reduce the pain and fix the problem. It is such a contrast of approach to dealing with pain, and it's so phenomenal that we've been pioneering tools to do that.
Absolutely. It's a very exciting path to be on to help people heal rather than just covering up their pain and making them feel better, but not fixing the problem. So this is very exciting for me.
Well, Dr. Friedlis, thank you so much for being on the show. If you want to learn more about Dr. Friedlis, you can visit the National Spine and Pain website. They have centers all over the Maryland, Washington, and Virginia area. And you can also visit their site directly related to the regenerative therapies, which is www.stemcellarts.com. So Dr. Friedlis, again, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your wealth of information with our listeners today.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Kevin.
All right, everybody, that wraps up the Essentials of Healthy Living. We'll be back next Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. when Dana will be talking about adrenal and thyroid issues. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health. Until next time, take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio, and federalnewsradio.com.